Welcome to Anki, Tales from the Past. I'm Inanna, and let me tell you, life's throwing me some serious curveballs lately. But hey, that's what keeps it interesting, right? So here we are, smack dab in the middle of history in the making. And let me tell you, it's a pretty big deal. Like planet-altering big. But don't worry, I won't let it go to my head. Well, maybe just a little. The story of your planet and all the crazy stuff that went down, yeah, that has my finger... actually, my knife. No biggie. And let me tell you, folks, once you start digging into this tale, you're gonna have your mind blown. Suddenly, all those gaps in history books? Yeah, they're about to be filled in thanks to this audio drama. But before we dive into all that juicy history stuff, a quick word from the author.
I am Mario Portella, entrusted with the task of guiding your understanding through the labyrinthine depths of this narrative. In recognition of the complexity herein, I've embarked on the endeavor of crafting a comprehensive literary tome, enriching the saga with expanded lore, elucidating flashbacks and intricate details. You can embark on this journey by delving into the inaugural volume, Enki, The Beginning, Book 1, available on Amazon worldwide. Now, venture forth into the fabled realm of Atlantis and immerse yourself in the unfolding story. Enjoy today's episode.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.
I could not believe it. After all those years of wondering and worrying, my mother Ninki sat before me once again. Her gentle smile and kind eyes transported me back through the centuries to my childhood. Yet this reunion was not the joyous homecoming I had imagined so many times, for we were not in the familiar halls of our laboratories, but rather some strange floating city in the middle of the ocean. My eyes wandered across the peculiar surroundings. The chamber's walls curved in organic patterns rather than rigid angles. Diaphanous beams of light drifted through the air like luminescent jellyfish. In the center floated a massive transparent orb emitting a hypnotic harmonic resonance.
Does she know? She does not. This is exciting. What will she do?
I swore I could hear some female voices coming from deep within it. It must have been my anxiety and perplexity playing tricks on my mind. Most bizarre of all were the room's occupants besides myself and mother. Slender, humanoid figures glided around us, their forms comprised of a silken, almost liquid constitution, rather than solid flesh and bone. As they passed nearby, I realized with a start that their shimmering bodies were actually dense colonies of infinitesimal organisms linked together into a unified whole. The scintillating colors reminded me of abalone shells on the shores of Eridu. One of the beings noticed my curiosity and inclined its head in a gesture of greeting. Though lacking eyes or other discernible features, I sensed kindness emanating from its presence. How very strange, yet intriguing. The only clearly material beings there were my mom, me, and a small feminine figure standing guard near the entry portal, her posture taut with suspicion. My breath caught as I glimpsed feline characteristics in her face, the aquiline nose, the slightly upswept eyes. Could she be...
Welcome, my child,
said my mother, drawing my gaze back to her. Though she appeared outwardly the same as when we last embraced, an aura of uncanny grace surrounded her now. Her voice held a resonance both familiar and foreign.
Or perhaps I should call you Your Majesty, my child who became a warrior queen for the humans.
Her eyes twinkled with warmth and pride. My throat tightened with emotion.
Whatever my title, I am still your little girl at heart, right? I cannot tell you how much I have missed you, Mom.
I clasped her hands, reassured by their solidity amidst the strangeness.
We all thought you were dead after you went MIA on us. Where have you been all this time? Father told me all these awesome tales about you and...
There is much to tell you, Inanna. But first, know that leaving you was the hardest choice I've ever made.
Sadness clouded her smile. She sighed, gazing into the distance as if viewing scenes from a life left behind.
You now know more of me. I trust that your father told you everything in detail.
She then went on highlighting all the stories my father told me. I guess I was too awestruck to even interrupt her, so I just listened intently as she described communing with these enlightened intelligences. The Pleiadians, struggling to comprehend the profound concepts she touched upon. To think such wonders lay beyond our knowledge and perceptions.
For what seemed an eternity, I have been waiting for a specific event that was to change the future of this planet and its history. Little did I know that you would be involved in it, my child.
I felt lost right there, and my expression of confusion must have announced that to her. She gestured around us.
This vessel sails the cosmic sea in service of the Pleiadian Paradox Protocol vision. Its crew hails from many worlds and have devoted themselves to the pursuit of knowledge and harmony between all life.
I glanced again at the feline guard, understanding dawning.
Including races we Anunnaki had never encountered? Isn't she a Lyran?
Mother nodded.
The universe is far more populated than you ever imagined, Inanna. And not all share Anunnaki's views, legends, and methods.
I furrowed my brow as troubling implications arose.
If you now see yourself aligned with these Pleiadians and their cosmic ideals, where does that leave matters with our own people? With me, even?
She squeezed my hands reassuringly.
You remain ever in my heart and hopes, my dear one. Nothing can change that. Remember that it is not who you are that matters.
Sweet memories came flooding back as I sat there. My mind drifted back through the centuries to my childhood in my mother's hidden laboratories. Back then, I was all gangly limbs and awkward movements, still growing into the height and bearing of a young Anunnaki. How I had envied the petite and nimble forms of the Igigi I played with. Their effortless grace and delicacy had seemed the epitome of beauty to my innocent young eyes. One fateful day, in a naive attempt to emulate my Igigi playmates, I tried balancing on one foot while tossing a ball back and forth. But my long, coltish legs betrayed me, sending me tumbling to the floor in a flailing mess of arms and legs. Heck, how that hurt. As the pain and embarrassment registered, tears began streaming down my cheeks.
It's not fair.
I wailed, choking back sobs.
Why do I have to be so tall and clumsy? Why is my body so stupid and gross? I wish I could be small and dainty like them.
My dear mother rushed over, immediately gathering me in her comforting arms. As she soothed away my hurt, she told me gently but firmly,
My sweet Inanna, never believe your body is somehow wrong or a burden to bear. You were born just as you should be, as beautiful and unique as a snowflake. What matters most is not appearances, but what dwells in our hearts and how we choose to live each day. Take pride in your origins, my special child, and nurture your gifts. They will guide you to the wondrous purpose you are meant for.
I peered up at her through my tear-filled eyes, sniffling. I was a mess, really. Her voice was rich with empathy as she continued. Her wise and loving words penetrated my childish self-consciousness, kindling the first sparks of self-acceptance within me. In time, I came to see my unusual blend of Anunnaki height and this planet's gravitational features as a bridge between two worlds instead of a flaw, an embodiment of hope for our mission. But that pivotal lesson from my mother ran even deeper. I learned that day that one's physical being should never be viewed as a prison or limitation. True identity arises not from ancestry or happenstance alone, but from the essence we cultivate within. This seed of insight blossomed over the years into an unshakable sense of self, a spirit capable of weathering any storm. It girded me still all these centuries later, as I stood poised on the cusp of profound change. I knew then, beyond any doubt, that our outward shapes and origins matter not at all compared to what we choose to do with the gifts life grants us.
Inanna, can you tell me what happened recently that is of such importance? Do you know? Something unexpected that could change logic?
I woke up in stunned silence. I lowered my eyes, shame flooding through me.
Mother, you should know that I have taken such an action that may have unbalanced matters significantly. I did something rash, acting on anger and impulse. I infiltrated Uncle Enlil's secret outpost, meaning to confront him, to make him pay for his crimes. But it went terribly wrong.
I raised my eyes to meet her probing gaze.
We fought, and in the chaos, I injured him grievously. He may even now be...
I couldn't bring myself to say the word. Ninki showed no surprise, merely gesturing for me to continue. I went on haltingly.
After he fell, I fled in a ship I found docked there. None pursued me, or if they did, I evaded them. And now here I stand before you, both exhilarated and sickened by what I have done.
I lowered my head, awaiting her stern judgment. But instead, I felt her hand under my chin, gently raising my eyes back to hers. I saw not anger, but empathy shining there.
My brave girl, do not torment yourself so. What happened was tragic, but you acted from the heart as you felt you must.
I gaped at her.
You're not furious with me. I may have slain him.
She shook her head sadly.
Enlil and I have been estranged in spirit for lifetimes now. His path led only to darkness. Perhaps this was fate's reckoning for all he wrought.
I let her wisdom wash over me, soothing my soul.
In truth, there were times I dreamed of confronting Enlil myself over his cruelty and cold heart. You acted while I stood paralyzed by indecision. But understand, his way of fear and control was rooted in pain and ignorance. One day we must all shed our burdens of anger and find healing. For now, take comfort that you followed your convictions.
In time, I knew I would make peace with my deeds. But for now, pressing matters loomed. I straightened, exhaling slowly.
You speak wisdom as always, Mother. My conscience still aches. It hurts all over, really. But now I see this was a tragedy long in the making, not mine alone to answer for. But tell me, could this act of violence be the pivotal rift in events you sensed coming, or that your seers predicted? Does this set in motion the changes you feared?
Ninki grew solemn, her expression grave.
Yes, my child. By striking down Enlil, you have disrupted the old order beyond mending. The choice ahead is stark. We still need to process all this information. But as the one who instigated this rupture, it falls to you now to guide your people toward equilibrium, and I fear it will not be easy. For Enlil is still living. And he will strike back as never before.
I listened, humbled by the gravity of it all. To think my rash actions could be the pebble to unleash such an avalanche. Yet I would not shrink from this duty now thrust upon me. Standing tall, I clasped my mother's hands.
I understand the import of what has happened and what must come next. I cannot promise it will be easy or quick, but I vow to you. I will not rest until this balance is achieved, Mom.
Tears shone in Ninki's eyes.
You were born for this, Inanna. Have faith in yourself and in the goodness within us all waiting to be awakened.
She embraced me tightly. I returned it with equal fierceness, drawing strength for the trials ahead. Too soon, we parted, knowing our time grew short.
This child shall be the dawn of a new age.
This child is doomed.
Dark days loom ahead. Inanna's courage inspires me.
Inanna's courage was reckless.
The future is uncertain now. The history of this planet was reset. It starts now.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This audio drama is authored, edited, and produced by Mario Portella.